and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Oh, come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Glad you guys could join us tonight. It's a wonderful night, isn't it? As we anticipate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight is a very, very different service than we normally do here. First of all, welcome out there online. If you're out there catching us, this is the first time we've live streamed this one. And I hope that there are many of you who couldn't make it out tonight. Maybe you're home with the kiddos or wrapping presents and you're joining us. If you are, whatever platform you're watching us on, please check in online so that we know that you're with us. That helps us pray for you, helps us know you're part of this community, and it also helps us to know how effective it is to live stream and we should do it even bigger and better next year. This is, as you can see, it's a small group, and it's a small group by design. We don't have words up on the screen. We don't have the other things that we normally have. We want this to be very small and intimate. And the way that that works is if we all just enter into what the Lord has for us tonight, we enter into a place of worship. That happens when we sing and when we communicate back and forth. So tonight's going to be like that. Hopefully you've got a candle and you've got a program with you, because that's going to be part of what we do. The other thing that we're going to do is that we're going to sing some songs. They're all songs that you know. And when we do that, I would really love it if we would all just belt it out and just raise a wonderful noise to the Lord. So let's do that. And we've got our first song. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but I know that it's going to be amazing. So join us.
The first song will be Agnus Dei. Please join along if you know it.
Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. 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 For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, you are holy. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Alleluia. You are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, you are holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, you are holy.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Cade. Merry Christmas, everybody. It is a wonderful time to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus and to come together in just pure worship. And I'm so glad that you guys are here. It's a traditional thing. This candlelight service or candlelight vigil is a tradition. It's one of my favorite that we do here at Discover. We've done it for several years now. And it's always been my favorite because of just how simple and pure it is and how traditional it is. Some of it is going to seem, if you haven't done it before, almost a little religious in nature. Religious just means it's just something that we do kind of like a program sort of thing, and it kind of is that. But there's value to that as well, not in the case of being legalistic or anything, but traditions that just the simple act of performing them bring us into a place of remembrance, bring us into a place of worship. The Hebrews are huge on tradition, and thankfully they have miraculously been able to carry on their traditions that were handed down to them for centuries, virtually unchanged. And of course, we have taken some of those traditions and absorb them into the Christian tradition, and some of them we make up our own. But there is great value in being able to press into a tradition together. Great value in singing songs like Agnus Dei where immediately we're all thinking of the last time that we sung it and the voices ringing out, and we remember those things. And again, corporately, it just brings us into a place of worship. And so that's why we're doing the service tonight the way that we do it. So you should have gotten a bulletin. So if you have that, take a look at it. And if you haven't done this before, the way that we do it is it's called call and response. So I'll say something like the first line, I greet you all in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then corporately, you just immediately respond, amen, right? Great. You guys are going to do great. And we'll go down through this and we'll just guide you through it. But I need you to engage in this and be present with what the Lord has for you. And side note, if we were a ship, we would be tipping greatly to this side. You didn't know that this was the favored side over here. Yeah, so. Anyway, it's just a little, it makes me want to like lean this way. I'm not sure. Hey, welcome guys, come on in. Come on in, be sure you get a candle and a program. All right, so we are going to start at the very beginning with prayer. Father, we lift this night up to you in thanks and in grateful and glad hearts that you are who you are and that you love us and you see more in us than we could ever see in ourselves, and you saw so much in us and you loved us so much that you sent your Son to live and die for us so that we could be reconciled to you, so that we could be forever with you in heaven. Lord, your Son, Jesus Christ, sealed our eternity, and we are eternally thankful for that. So we come together tonight to celebrate his advent, his coming in the flesh into this world. Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, we are thankful. We praise you. We lift this night up to you. We lift our hearts up to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, I greet you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And also with you. A reading from the book of Luke. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this." For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder.
My soul,
and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
My soul.
Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom. To establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore.
My soul, Lord, my soul.
This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Tonight we gather together to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Not only as our Lord and Savior, but as a fulfillment of centuries of prophecies and promises from God. Our very first hint of the prophecies and the promises to come happened in the Garden of Eden all that long ago. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 reads, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." It's easy to read that. It's just an interaction in the Garden of Eden. Most of us have heard that story, but we should also see it as a glimpse of a Savior to come. And so the waiting for that Savior began. So candlelight services on Christmas Eve, you heard me say it earlier, sometimes we call it a vigil. You've heard it called a candlelight vigil. And sometimes you hear it in other contexts. The definition, the pure definition of vigil, is a period of keeping awake during the time usually spent asleep. How many of you would usually be asleep right now? But especially to keep watch or to pray. And in the Christian church, the eve of any festival or holiday is an occasion of observance and an occasion for a vigil. So the tradition of a Christmas Eve vigil actually began in the very, very early Jerusalem church. Very, very early. It was one of the earliest celebrations that they did. It was the consummation of an Advent fast. Now, the word Advent, as I've said before, literally means coming. It's the word coming in Latin. And the first documented celebration of Advent happened in Jerusalem about 380 AD, the year 380. And it was a three-week preparation for the Feast of Epiphany. Now, the Feast of Epiphany is something I heard ears perk up when he said feast. Who's not into a feast? But Epiphany is a little bit different. You may not know what the Feast of Epiphany is. What it is, primarily, it's a Catholic celebration anymore. Today, you see it celebrated there. But its significance is really important to understand. Epiphany is celebrated 12 days after Christmas, typically on the 6th of January. And it's a time when Christians remember or observe the time when the wise men came to visit Jesus. And what that is significant for, it's symbolic of this Jewish Messiah being introduced to the Gentiles, the rest of the world. If you're not Jewish, you're a Gentile. I have news for you. If you never thought of yourself as a Gentile, you are, unless you're Jewish. And Jesus introduced himself through that. So that's what the Feast of Epiphany is. And over time, these traditions of Advent and Epiphany and things have blended together to become what most of the Protestant church celebrates as a four-week period called Advent, leading up to Christmas. Again, it's a time of spiritual preparation, preparing your heart, preparing your spirit for the first coming of Christ. So if we look at, like, why are we doing this at midnight? Well, Jewish tradition holds, actually, that the day begins at sundown. So when the sun comes down, that's when the following day typically begins. And Jesus is thought to have been born at midnight. So when we look at the clock, when it hits midnight in our time, that's when tradition tells us that Jesus was born. So we gather together now to hold a vigil, a celebration, an Antigua, is that a word? Eager anticipation. Let's call it Antigua. It's eager anticipation of the arrival of Christ. Children go to bed tonight waiting for gifts and treats. Even parents do. I know I'm excited to get home. Pastor Gabe for the last week has been so excited about what she got me for Christmas that she can't stand it. But the excitement can sometimes be lost on adults. Kids don't have to be encouraged, typically, to be excited about Christmas. But adults sometimes do. And it's a lot of times it's because of the exhaustion of the season. So many things to do. Your to-do list is a mile long, and the time just ticks down and continues to get shorter. The malls are harder to get into. Parking space is harder to find. And so sometimes we lose that excitement of the season. But imagine if you were a Jew thousands of years ago. Just put yourself in that headspace. You've heard hundreds of prophecies. Your entire life has been dedicated to listening to the scriptures and hearing and understanding the prophecies, many of them about a coming Messiah. And you thought any day now is going to be the day. Deuteronomy 18:15 says, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your countrymen. You shall listen to him." So they've been waiting. All the way back from the very beginning, they've been waiting for a Messiah. They continue to wait today because when Jesus arrived, they missed it because he didn't look anything like what they thought the Messiah was going to look like. And I think sometimes today we miss it too. We see the trappings of the holidays. We see the decorations. We see all the things, watching holiday movies. Anybody love watching Christmas movies? I do all the time. But I think we miss it. We see the holiday. We see all the trappings of it. But we miss the central point that the entire holiday orbits around. And that's Jesus. But what do you see when you look at the world? When you go out on a typical day and you look at the world, you watch the news, you listen to the radio, you talk to people, do you see and focus on the bad news that you hear online or on television? Or do you focus on the laughter of children? I have to admit to you, today when we were on the way in for services this morning, it has been a really busy week. And on the way in, I was tired. I'll be honest with you. I was like, I hope I can get through this service without falling asleep halfway through. But it took me about 2 minutes to see and hear the children playing on the playground that we had recently installed out there for my heart just to leap, just to start soaring, because I was then focused on the right thing, on the joy of the season, not the to-do list and not the stuff. Do you focus on sickness and poverty, or the gift of life that we've been given? In other words, really, do we focus on the light or on the dark? And sometimes focusing on the light is difficult because there's so much dark around us. But if we spend time cursing the dark, we are not paying attention to the light that we've been given. And I think that when the sun rises tomorrow, I am going to see a reason to celebrate the light of Christ come into this world, and that will be the celebration of a promise, centuries of promises fulfilled in Christ. Let's pray. Father, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I pray that the first thing that comes to my heart is not the darkness, not the to-do list, but gratefulness. Thankfulness, joy, and eager anticipation. There it is. An anticipation of all the blessings that you give us. So Lord, let my heart be focused on you, not on anything but you. Let the joy of the season start in my heart and radiate out to everyone around me. Father, we love you, we praise you, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to take communion now together. So we're going to pass out the elements. And while we do that, let's sing O Holy Night together.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppressions will cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory evermore proclaim.
Luke 22, verses 19 and 20. And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Take the wafer. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. Drink the juice." The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We're going to do the candle lighting now. So if you have your candle, get it ready. Again, Jesus was born at midnight, as Scripture teaches us. What we're going to do is we're going to spread the light of Christ, represented by these candles. So in a moment, the lights will go down. I'll light the first candle, and I'll hand it to the front row on both sides. And then I would ask you to turn to your neighbor, light theirs, and the light will then spread to the back. And we'll hold them up while we sing together. John 8, verse 12 says, "Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" Before the birth of our Savior, we were literally and spiritually in the dark of night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. Glory stream from heaven above, heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
You may blow out your candles. Please join me in the benediction. It's Psalm 23, otherwise known as the Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Everybody, go in peace with the love of Jesus Christ in your hearts. You can be dismissed. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. All is well. All is well. Angels and men rejoice. Oh. darkness fell into the dawn of love's light. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia. All is well, all is well. Let there be peace on earth. Christ is come, go and tell that he is in a manger. Sing alle, sing alleluia. All is well, all is well. Lift up your voice and sing. Born is now Emmanuel. Born is our Lord and the Savior. Sing alle, sing alleluia. Born is now Emmanuel. Born is our Lord and Savior.